2017-09-384.
Move to award the RFQ 201709-384 to both HDR and Great River Engineering.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And just to add one little footnote to this, our purchasing policy manual actually allows us to designate three if we had three available.
Right.
And we may have three available next year based on the letter from Olson, which I found very refreshing from them. Thank you, Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
City of Rockaway Beach funding agreement for the wastewater treatment facility improvement project, blower and valve replacements.
Morning.
Morning. I have your letter, Mr. Sue T., dated October 25th, 2017.
Yes.
And then I have a letter dated October 17th, 2017. From the Pat Keck's office.
Yes, sir. Yes. Do you want me to read the staff report into record, or?
Go ahead.
Okay. As stated, this funding agreement is for the wastewater treatment facility improvements project, blower and valve replacement. The City of Rockaway Beach is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the reference project. The conceptual approval of this funding agreement was given by the County Commission on October 10, 2017. Due to the state of emergency the facility was in as a result of critical equipment failure and the city's need for funding to address the issue in an expedited manner. The amount approved during the October 10th meeting based on information provided by the city was $18,790.95. This amount is to cover the cost of purchasing three new blower units, a valve critical to facility operations, and labor to perform the work of installing the new equipment. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2017, which should provide sufficient time for the purchase and installation of the equipment, along with administrative approval and reimbursement process requirements to be completed. The City of Rockaway Beach's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on October 19, 2017. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has approved each copy as to form. This project meets this proposed project meets the criteria necessary in determining the project's eligibility for emergency funding status through the Sewer Sales Tax Funding Agreement Program. I would like to say that the three blowers were purchased and they're now installed and operating, and the treatment facility's back up to the operating level, which would be expected.
Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement binding between Taney County and the City of Rockaway Beach for the wastewater treatment improvement projects.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Sure the city does as well.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Court orders.
No. I'm going to label the first one Exhibit A. I move to approve Exhibit A with today's date. Was it the 30th? October 30th, 2017?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve Exhibit B.
Second.
With today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the paper labeled clerical error, labeled Exhibit C. Move to approve Exhibit C with today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is that the easiest you've ever had at Wesley?
That is the easiest I ever had. You don't have to say a word except thank you.
There wasn't 742 of them, so.
Thank you.
So I'll do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Insurance update with Aulis Acre Arnie Insurance and Business Advisors.
Did you bring papers or any pull my email?
What's that?
Did you bring? Okay. You know, if any pull my email up or not?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. I bought fresh copies just in case.
Okay, as requested, we have some options for the employee benefit package and working through the different benefits, starting with the medical, what I would call the big rock, which is where obviously the predominance of the money is spent and the biggest challenge is in place. We went to Anthem, Aetna, and United, which are basically the players that are left that will ride a group of this size as along with the carrier that currently have Cox. Anthem and Aetna have declined. United Healthcare said that they were trying to put together some things, but they knew that today was the day I was going to meet with you guys, and they've not provided anything. So I don't anticipate that they'll end up doing anything anyway. If you remember...
Do you know what insurance company wants to lose money on us?
As it stands right now, I believe that's the case. So anyway, there are some options that were requested in the last meeting from Cox as far as ways to reduce premiums from the current level. And so one of the things that I would like to point out is that as the spreadsheet goes through, the percentage of increase or decrease, depending on the plan, is predicated on both the county's share as well as the employees were they to buy up. And so there's some assumptions there. One of the things, obviously, until we put together the benefits package, offer it to the employees, and then get it back, we don't know for sure who will take what. But the county, if you recall, is consistent in what it pays. It pays for the base plan premium regardless of what the employee chooses. So if you look at the options, if you look at the option two, the renewal is option one, so it starts with option two, where it says 6.61% as far as the increase goes, although that's accurate based on the spreadsheet, for the county's portion of that, the renewal increase is 6.375%. If you move to option three, the county's portion is 3.586%. Option four is negative 10.956%. Option five is negative 10.159%. And option six is negative 5.777.
Option six again was what?
Negative 5.777. And you'll notice that compared to the 1.91 when you combine the two. And you'll notice the difference there is that there's a $2,500 deductible with a $1,000 buy-up. And there's a pretty good spread in the premium between those two. And so the county's portion, if they're paying for the base, would actually be less. Now, again, as you look at these options, these are what we believe you'd requested or close from our last time we got together. You can ask for additional or different options. However, this is hopefully a good representative case of options for the county. And then finally, I would suggest one of the things that we do need to contemplate in our discussions is that the county does currently pay $100 toward dependent care or coverage for those that have dependents on there. And so if you were to maintain that but not increase it, then that would lower the overall increase. If you left it at $100, it would take about a third of a percent off of all the numbers I just gave you. So with those updated numbers, I would ask for the commission's guidance or recommendation as to what you would like to see, if these options or anything that jumps out at you from the page. Everything in yellow is where there's a change from the current plan.
If you went with option 5, which was the new one you brought to us today, the employee out of pocket would be $5,100, correct?
You have to add the deductible for the out of pocket for your coinsurance is $5,100, but then if you'll notice the deductible is $3,500, so you have to add that to it.
Okay. So the employee out of pocket would be $8,600.
Worst case scenario, yes, ma'am.
Worst case scenario.
But over our current renewal, it's $210,000 less for the year.
Yes. Being $203,832. Less than what we're paying now.
Well, less than we're paying now is about $104,000, but with the increase that we're to keep what we've got, stay the same, it's going to be roughly 1,062,756 with 159 employees. So, same 159 base employees, that's how I got the difference, like 209,000 and change. So, that's why I said 210.
You're saying if we keep what we got now annually, it would be how much?
$1,062,756.
Commissioner Williams, I want to make sure that 159 is the employee only. You
right.
have to add the 27
right.
spouse.
And
so it's.
Right, I'm just talking about. Gotcha.
What the county pays.
The $100 that the county paid. Well.
Well,
plus the 27, 56, and plus the 90. Their employee spouse, employee, so it's going to be even more.
Okay.
So we need to add another 90 to them. Actually, $1,664,316 to provide insurance for our employees. And option 5 would bring it down to $1,347,588. Difference of $316,720. Okay. What were they talking about at that meeting we were at, Sheila, about was it St. Louis County that was talking about? Or,
Clay, it was Platt.
Okay, it was Platt County.
They do prescription, like the employee Clay's, like I don't know what Clay does, but Platt pays this year, they evaluate every year. And they charge the employee 20% of the insurance. But Clay, and I haven't talked to them to know enough on, but they have a health...
savings account, perhaps?
Yes.
Yeah, there's an HSA that they had But it ended up being better for the county and the same for the... I was trying to...
They had no increase in their insurance at all. I didn't understand how by having...